In just months last year, Belarus dissident Svetlana Tikhanovskaya went from being a former schoolteacher and stay-at-home mother to becoming the symbol of a mass uprising. Last year, she ran against the authoritarian incumbent Alexander Lukashenko in Belarus's presidential election. And despite attracting huge support, election night results claimed she lost heavily, sparking global accusations of electoral fraud. Facing arrest, she fled to neighbouring Lithuania, where she continues to push for democracy. And she spoke to RNZ World Watch's Max Toll.
During election campaign, I felt fear every day. I felt fear for my children, for myself, for my husband. This feeling hasn't disappeared.
Svetlana Tikhanovskaya only decided to run for president when her husband, a popular opposition activist, was arrested soon after declaring he would be a candidate. He is still a political prisoner, and it's suspected that his wife was only allowed to run because President Lukashenko didn't take her seriously. Yet, on election day in August, she was poised for victory. The result, however, defied logic, an 80% victory for President Lukashenko. In the next few days, opposition figures were locked up. Svetlana fled to Lithuania, where she remains with her two children.
Lukashenko is not the president of the Republic of Belarus. He is illegitimate, but he's keeping his power with the help of violence and his right police.
For many, you would have won a fair election. Do you therefore feel like the rightful leader of Belarus?
I know that I have won, but legally I can't prove this because all the evidences had been destroyed right after the election. But I know that people voted for me and I feel rightful.
Since the election, hundreds of thousands of people have taken to the streets every weekend to demand that President Lukashenko relinquish his power. The protests aren't just happening in the capital Minsk, but across Belarus.
Our aim is to show the government that we are not their slaves.
We are here to show that we never elected him and that we want the change, that we want the new country with a new president.
The people I fear the most are the police. No one can protect us, and I cannot live beside these people anymore. We need to change something in our country quickly.
President Lukashenko has responded with predictable violence, his riot police detaining thousands at a time some weekends. This brutal crackdown has been condemned by New Zealand and other Western countries. Svetlana Tikhanovskaya wants that political pressure maintained.
When other countries see the level of violence in Belarus, they see how human rights are violated in our country. You know, international society just can't close their eyes on the situation.
Vadim Chausov is a Belarusian national living in New Zealand. He says change in his country feels inevitable.
The newer generation of Belarusians, they started to care about things like human rights. Maybe something that previous generation who used to live in the former Soviet Union, they didn't care about too much.
That change may not lead to Svetlana Tikhanovskaya ever becoming president, even if the West and she declares herself the rightful leader of Belarus. And should she win power, her time as president may only be fleeting. You've said before that you didn't want to be a politician, that you saw what happened to your husband and you felt inspired to try and lead a movement for change. But here you are speaking to me in New Zealand now. Do you feel like a politician now?
I have to be a politician at the moment, but I feel that this is not what I want to do in the future. Maybe politician is a good profession in peaceful time, but this is too difficult to be politician when we are fighting the dictator.
For Morning Report, Max Toll.